I set it up like that last night. I thought, well, maybe it's just real.
Yeah. should always communicate your like social work the other way around, right? So like at the end of the day, given the lessons of who I've worked with on the ground, and that is my goal of social profile. And you kind of, if it's the other way around, like it's material or mobilization, it's just from the shadow of the same students get more attention compared to like doing a lot of good work and then a lot of work for themselves. I think that's a good relationship, but really, it should always be like the work that you do in the field should also really shine into the work that you do outside of it. And also, like, using the language as a tool to grow like, the work you're doing, right? So it's a question of, like, how can I use things like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, creating a website, things like that, to, like, better, like, make the work I do on the field much more smooth and, like, grow and expand and expand that out. So in terms of we have a website that have profiles on our website. We call them communities, and right now we have different work. So that's the amount of communities that we currently have using our website. And most of them are local to like Illinois and Chicago. But then there are others, I think we have one in Canada. So those are the things that those are the groups that we have to gather.
Pero tengo muchos talentos. Thank you. He don't know, but he shut his rig off for a minute. Well, I don't know. Two is the best. Well, wait a minute. You should put eight in number one. Let's do that.
Yeah.
But they always move eight somewhere. So I don't know. They move them around like, okay, we got this. We're going to do it. Here, I'll do it. You put them in two and three.
That was really good. Oh, I expect a better high five.
Top cornerback. It is. Kind of had all that time. Must be still two. Is it still two? Two blocks?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's good enough to stay, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone, please start grabbing their seats. It'll be a quick meeting, and even quicker if you get to your seats. Means you, Savannah. It means you, Evan. Let's go. It's 4:50. This meeting is called to order. John, can you take the roll call, please?
Joseph Anderson. Dale Barbarian. Arun Davidson. Omar Dean. John Dominguez. Messiah Garza, Abigail Hailu, Rana Rashmikan, Davia Menendez, Catherine Wong, Sushruta Iramanti, Akansha Chen, Penny Kevin. Bono Lim, Nick Matolka, Imran Mustafa, Deborah Nyakaru, Grace Park, Indigo Pavlov, Marco Brato Ochoa, Evan Shapiro, Mafusa Shobik, Jaywon Sim, Michael Stefanko, Franco Uribe Rebel.
Here.
Ian Wallace.
Here.
Brian Weintraub.
Here.
And Valentina Shu.
We have 23 members present. We'll be moving into approval of the November 1st minutes. Going to give is there any dissent to approving the minutes? The minutes have been approved. We'll be moving into the open microphone.
If any members of the community would like to speak at this time, the floor is yours. Seeing that there are none, we'll be closing the open.
We'll be moving into announcements and reports. First is VP Barber.
The first thing that I would like to discuss is that the Appropriations Committee approved $300 in funding to the Coalition of Pan-African Scholars for an event they had already held or ran a deficit on. The event was, I believe, called, I want to say Voices and Perspectives, if anybody knows better, you can correct me on that. They had requested $773 and the committee approved. It was 100. Thank you. You are right. I appreciate that. Right. My laptop is completely inactive, so I'm going up and it's meeting. If anybody at this time would like to object or overrule the committee, you have that right. Otherwise, that funding will be finalized without objection. If any of the committee members want to touch more on this, that would be helpful, but I believe the understanding was that since the event had already happened, we didn't want to set a huge precedent that could cover the funding for any events that may have ran over on due to whatever poor planning may have been involved. And it was also in part because of the number of students that benefited from the event. It was one of those things next time where we had a discussion of how much funding we wanted to give to each number of students that was present. If there had been more students present or if the event had been planned, we would have been comfortable covering that cost in full. But we thought that the 500 out of 773 was appropriate, and the committee did vote down 773 and 600. If any of the committee members want to touch on that as well, then. Right, we're going to consider that $500 as special projects committee approved. The committee met with Slope Day, the Village Trade Hall Student Union Board of Directors, the Multicultural Greek Fraternal Council, and Haven, the LGBTQ Student Union on Monday as regular bilateral organization off year meetings. For Slope Day, the committee voted with 6 in favor of an increase. The committee voted that Slope Day is a bilateral funding year, should deserve an increase in their bilateral funding. For the Village Trade Hall Student Union Board, the committee voted with 9 in favor that the organization's funding amount should decrease. That would be conveyed to the organization to mean that if they do not have any substantial change in next year, we're not recommending they return to bylaw for the following cycle. Currently, they have more than 4 semesters of work of a bylaw application currently sitting in their budget. give anything substantial changes, they of course would be able to get buyback on the next year, but our current recommendation is that they get decreased to be off of buyback. We're the Multicultural Beacon Fraternal Council, by a vote of with 9 in favor, the committee voted that they should stay at the same funding amount, and for Haven, the committee voted with 9 in favor that they should be increased. Are there any questions on any of those organizations?
What was the vote on MGFC?
If you want to record those full votes in the minutes, I can give them to you. For Slote, it was 6 in favor of an increase, 5 in favor of a stay of funding, and 1 extension. For MGFC, it was 1 in favor of an increase, 9 in favor of a stay of funding, 0 in favor of a decrease, and 1 extension. For Haven, it was 9 in favor of an increase, 0 in favor of a stay, 0 in favor of a decrease, 1 extension. Did I miss 4? And for the Village of Boston Union Board, it was 1 in favor of an increase, 1 in favor of a stay, 9 in favor of a decrease, and 0 extensions. Or 1 extension.
Franco? I'm in the a Campus Planning Commission, and we just had our second meeting of the year this past week, and one of the things we're doing is working on the revision to the Cornell Master Plan, and so I wanted to make sure I could give as much student input to it. So if any of y'all have any opinions about the state of the Master Plan and what it should change and what should be a priority in the next 10 years, I would love to hear more of the input so I can voice that to the committee. And I think the next meeting will be sometime in December, so it'd be awesome if you want to have a chat.
For specific notice, that meeting will be Monday, December 3rd from 10:30 to noon in Wild 221.
Any other questions for Franco?
If we could get SAIMC for like a 15-minute presentation on the agenda for the Campus Planning Committee, that would be great.
Thank you.
Any other questions or statements for Franco? Does anyone have anything that they'd like to contribute to the rest of the agenda? Johnny, I saw you reaching for that mic.
Just want to see you. Nice working.
Thank you. Johnny.
Just a heads up, we're partnering with ISU for the Thanksgiving dinner, so if you're on campus for Thanksgiving, you should go.
Hello, committee chairs. Please submit your blurb about your committee by tonight to the email sent out to you.
Thank you. Yes, we can do
Currently, even though it's not on the agenda, I think that was a slight oversight. The executive committee did slate some special elections, so when we move into executive session, we do have 1 or 2 special internal elections. I also think that it might be worth discussing when we move into executive session the timeline for the remainder of the semester and what we might want to do if you want to accomplish your goals. If you do want to pass resolutions, you probably want to get those done next week. I think we should probably maybe consider moving into small groups at least until 5:30, where we can discuss the projects we're working on, what we might want to put on for the next semester, what we can recommend to you if you are working on a project and how you might want to handle that, because the semester is ending very soon.
Are we going to have, like last year, the mentor mentee?
The families? Yeah, we can start. Is there a motion to adjourn to executive session? Internal elections. Okay. Is there any dissent? Appropriations Committee and okay, there are some issues going on. Okay, we'll have one internal election for the campus plan. Okay, is there any dissent to adjourning to executive session? No. This meeting is now moving to executive session. Members of the community, please leave. Thank you.